Dee and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hi, hello, it is Tuesday at 11 p.m. and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to The Witching Hour. I'm your host, DJ Crusher, and today we will be covering new music only. By new, I mean within the last 3 months. We have some wiggle room because that's what lets us check the little box for the radio gods, the CRTC, so they know we are using our airwaves well. Starting off, a track I am super excited about. We have new Spirit Box and the announcement of a new album coming soon. But not soon enough, personally. Tsunami Sea will be coming out on March 7th, 2025, 86 days away. I do hate when artists go overboard and release basically the whole album in singles before it even comes out. But I kind of want them to do that with this, you know? I just can't wait that long. We played the first single that dropped from this album, Soft Spine, right when it came out a few weeks ago. Absolute banger. This new one is called Perfect Soul. I actually have not given this one a full listen because I wanted to experience it in the studio with all of you like I did with the Megan Spirit Box track a while ago. And I just trust and believe it's going to be good. And if not, I played Nickelback on the show a while ago. So, hey. Then after that, we have Motion by Black Coast. Black Coast is a UK band I've been enjoying for a while. Ever since me and Aaron found them, me and DJ Elephant found them when we were putting together our Down Bad episode, if you know, you know. And these guys were heavily featured, and this new track does not disappoint. And finally, we're going to finish the first set off with Ascension Blacklist. This track, Toxin Puzzle, has been sitting on the set list since it came out, just waiting for its time to shine, and we'll chat more about it in the next break. But for now, let's dive in, starting with Perfect Soul by Spirit Box right here on CFRC.
Stone. I'm tired of showing the stars I got. Is it me or is it what I believe? Cause I'm tired of always trying to sing songs. I'm stuck in motion, just going nowhere. I'm tired of showing the stars I burn. Is it me or is it what I believe in? Cause I'm tired. Is it all that I can find?
That last track you just heard was Toxin Puzzle by Ascension Blacklist. I've been listening to that track basically daily since it came out earlier this month, and I also love the cover art. Super interesting for me to talk about on radio, famously a visual medium. But check it out if you have a minute. And Ascension Blacklist kind of entered my realm when they played here with Leech in the summer. Our lovely volunteer Cooper, who runs the Rat Ring on Mondays, is in Leech. They actually played the Mansion last night as well. Looked like a sick show if you had the chance to make it out. And they will be back in Kingston again at the Broom Factory on January 4th. So make sure you get your tickets and come on out for one of the first shows in the new year. We are starting our next set with Twin Flames by Gate Theory from Victoria, BC. Chance sent this track along to me and I was like, I gotta play this one. It does not mess around, comes right out the gate running. And if you listen to this show, you know I really enjoy tracks with range that have a lot of variety throughout, and this one really checks that box for me. Also, I did a little digging, a little deep dive, and they have a really cool kind of concept happening here in the background, and y'all also know how I love that. Give me that story, curate your vibe, you know? It looks like all the band members have, it reminds me of the personality type thing, the one that's really specific with the four letters. Not Enneagram, that's the number one. I'm not intuitive enough to know, but the ones that have like the adventurer and blah, blah, blah. It reminds me of that almost. I don't know how much they're gonna love that take. The little cartoony characters are not super metal, but these names are definitely metal, I think. So there's the healer, the philosopher, the engineer, the bastard, which is crazy, and the architect. Yeah, Bastard in the middle there is crazy when compared to all the other ones. What does Bastard play? Bastard plays the guitar. Interesting guy. Suffice to say, Gate Theory is definitely on my artist to watch list. After that, we have To Hear of War by Counterparts from their most recent album, Heaven Let Them Die. I have already played like half the album on this show, but like I've been saying, this is for real a no-skip album. And also Canadian content. They're from Hamilton, Ontario, where I will actually be going this weekend. Shout out to Emma and Makia, who will be giving me the full tour. I've never actually been, and low-key, they made it sound really cute, and I'm afraid I'm gonna get, like, Paris syndrome, but for the hammer. Anyways, I'll update you next week on my Hamilton experience when I inevitably play another song off of this Counterparts album and talk about Hamilton again. We will have a few other tracks after those two, but I think I'll leave it there. I have yapped enough. So next up is Twin Flames by Gate Theory and To Hear of War by Counterparts right here on CFRC.
I'm a big boy.
Okay, so the last song you heard was Deja Vu by Oni. Oni is another Canadian band from Ontario, I believe, as well. I actually found them because they had a song with Kellen Quinn. And speaking of Kellen Quinn, we are not doing an Emo Twerp Loser throwback of the week this week. It just felt wrong with all new music to bring us back so far. Again, not a disparaging Emo Loser Twerp. It was an amazing time for all of us, those 2010s, 2000s. Great times. I wish we could go back to that era. But before that, we had X by Kublai Khan TX, To Hear of War by Counterparts, and Twin Flames by Gate Theory, which is playing under us right now. Yeah, the Kublai Khan track, you know, I just love a short, snappy title. It stood out to me, 45 seconds, and it did not disappoint. And, you know, the shorter the title, the better. It used to be, I have PTSD from those, like, full sentence Panic at the Disco, Asking Alexandria, Fallout Boy titles that were like a full paragraph. I just need X. Boom. I get it. We're done. And that Oni track is one of four off their new EP, and definitely my favorite by far, I think. I liked the other three as well, but that one really stood out to me. You might hear behind me right now, we do have a band in for live sessions, so apologies if we're getting a little jumbled, but I think that kind of fits with the vibe of this show. Three different things happening on top of each other. That makes sense for the Witching Hour. Next up, we have New Architects. Architects are one of those kind of like throwback in terms of like this specific genre. They've been around since 2004, which I did not realize. I thought they were more like 2010s. But they have a new album coming out in February, called The Sky, The Earth, and All Between. There are three tracks currently out, Seeing Red, Curse, and Whiplash. The one I'm going to play today is Whiplash. I haven't listened to Seeing Red yet, but I have listened to Curse, and I enjoyed that one as well. But I think Whiplash is my favorite so far. We'll see what I think of Seeing Red. Maybe that'll appear on next week's episode. After that, we have Nerve by Thornhill. Again, my Thornhill obsession was also born of the Down Bad episode with DJ LFN, just like Black Coast. But yeah, I enjoy following them. This is a track from November, so end of November, still pretty new. And finally, finishing off this set, I've also been playing a lot of Poppy recently since Negative Spaces came out at the end of November. I added in Nothing by Poppy. And again, just all bangers on this album. It's hard to find one that I don't like, so you'll be hearing a lot more of it in the next few weeks. So yeah, next up is Whiplash by Architects, Nerve by Thornhill, and Nothing by Poppy right here on CFRC.
Yeah! It's going to be fine.
Are you pissed, are you? Now, Nas, fucking look at me, look at me in the eyes! Not as pissed as I am! You fucking are! Donkey!
Okay, so we just finished off that set with Nothing by Poppy. Before that, we had Nerve by Thornhill and Whiplash by Architects. Once again, all new releases tonight. And for our last set, I think I'm just going to get right into it. I have Heavy Heartache by Heart Stomper. Heavy Heartache by Haunts... Oh my gosh. Heavy Heartache by Heart Stomper on their new EP, Heal. That's a lot of H words. And yeah, I just found Heart Stomper this afternoon, and it's because I saw the name on a playlist and I was like, that's a crazy name. I love it. So immediately I checked out their EP and a lot of good tracks on there, but Heavy Heartache really stood out to me. So that's the one I went with. And yeah, I'm gonna have to listen to more of them. All of their releases are 2023, 2024, so definitely fairly new band. I could not find where they were from for the life of me. I believe somewhere in the States, but they are very mysterious. I'll give them that. Then after that, we have Ghost of Me by Make Them Suffer, and Sincerity by Butcher Babies and Judge and Jury. And I love Butcher Babies. Y'all know my childhood crushes are both the lead singers of that band, and their album Goliath is one of my favorites. Yeah, so I was super excited to see a new track from them. I don't know a lot about Judge and Jury, but I've just been seeing them collaborate with everyone in the last few weeks, so they've been busy. And they have been bringing some of my favorite bands back, so thank you, Judge and Jury, for your service. And that will finish off the night. It's been a good one. All new music once again, and if you can hear that band in the background, that means it's my cue to go. It's my cue to go home and leave the studio. And yeah, be sure to check out Live Sessions to hear whatever the heck is going on back there. And be sure to stay tuned for our overnight rebroadcast if you're a real night owl, and get up bright and early for Indie Wake Up Call with Jeff the Nerd at 8 to 10 a.m. tomorrow. After that, we have Wednesday morning is one of my favorite lineups. We have Biggest River Delta with Mafuge, and then we have The Mood with May, with DJ Mayhem, my lovely housemate, and yeah, just an absolutely stacked day. So make sure you head to bed right now and get up nice and early so that you can catch Jeff and Mafuge and May all in the morning. Enjoy this last set, starting off with Heavy Heartache by Heart Stomper right here on CFRC. Good night.
Choice. When you decide, Hit the bottom! both of you!
About vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there will be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood.
With me.
On radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still called Pollen. Pollen is about embracing growth and confidently moving on from the things holding you back. Sonically, it unfolds gradually. Bouncy bass lines, lush vocal harmonies, swirling indie rock guitars, and dynamic production works together that bring the track into full bloom. Hubbard's distinctively stylish vocals, paired with Sit Still's rhythmic prowess, create a vibrant musical collaboration. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Pollen by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you.
I want to thank the producer, Kim Wheeler, for asking me to be a part of it, as well as all those good people.